When, as expected, Donald Trump won the Electoral College vote on December 19th, clearing the way for his presidential inauguration on January 20th, it was in keeping with the fact-free character of the 2016 campaign that more than half of the Republican candidate supporters believed that he had won the popular vote, when in fact Hillary Clinton won the election by some 2.8 million votes. Like Trump, many of his supporters also mistakenly believe that climate change is a hoax. According to an October Pew poll, 47% of those who back Trump say the Earth is warming because of natural patterns, while 30% believe there is no solid evidence that Earth is warming at all. Only 22% of those polled who support Trump say the Earth is warming mostly because of human activity, as is the conclusion of virtually all of the world's scientists. So it's no surprise that the reality TV star billionaire has nominated or appointed a long list of climate change deniers and fossil fuel industry executives to serve in his administration. Thus far, Trump has chosen Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, a dedicated oil and gas industry supporter, to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson has been nominated for Secretary of State, and Montana's freshman representative Ryan Zink has been named to become Secretary of the Interior. Your reporter spoke with Benjamin Schreiber, Climate and Energy Program Director with the group Friends of the Earth, who assesses Donald Trump's nominees for government, environment, and energy posts that underscores his obvious intention to eviscerate environmental protections and tear up existing regulations designed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change.
Yeah, it's really clear that Donald Trump is committed to eviscerating our governmental agencies and their ability to regulate. There's nothing more symbolic than picking an attorney general from Oklahoma who's suing the Environmental Protection Agency to be its head, to show what his intent is. And it's not just the EPA. It's also the Department of Energy with Governor Rick Perry, who famously couldn't remember that he wanted to eradicate the entire agency as part of a presidential debate. And then with Rex Tillerson as your choice for your prime diplomat, your head diplomat, setting international policy for the United States based on the needs of the oil and gas industry. I think it very much shows that this president's going to have a transactional foreign policy that's very much a new sort of resource colonialism, where we protect corporate interests for companies like Exxon at the expense of human rights and other good governance aspects. And so I think it's a really dark period right now. And the thing to look at and to bring hope is the fact that he can't just be an emperor. He's not going to be able to just do everything he wants right away. We do have ways to stop him. And we've seen through protests like the Keystone XL pipeline and Dakota Access pipeline that people don't want to sit back and sit down and let him eviscerate our government regulations. And so there's going to be a fight on our hands for, at least the next 4 years.
What can you tell us about Attorney General Scott Pruitt of Oklahoma, who is Trump's pick to become head of the EPA? What's his background? What's he on the record as saying about the EPA and its regulations?
So, Scott Pruitt is the Attorney General of Oklahoma. He's taken hundreds of thousands of dollars from the oil and gas industry. Harold Hamm was the chair of his reelect committee for his last election as the co-chair. And under his watch while he was the AG, the oil and gas industry literally turned Oklahoma into an earthquake zone. You've had hundreds of earthquakes in Oklahoma in the last year that are the result of fracking and the energy extraction. The thing about Pruitt is even as he's turning over Oklahoma and helping turn Oklahoma over to the oil and gas industry, he's been suing the Environmental Protection Agency to stop them from implementing rules and regulations. And so now you literally have the fox in charge of the hen house. You have, an AG that's literally submitted letters and filed lawsuits on behalf of the oil and gas industry to try and stop EPA from regulating greenhouse gas emissions and other pollutants. and protecting water, you have him now defending those regulations and the right to regulate. And we can all guess that he's not going to do a very vigorous job in defending them, and that he's going to try and write them to be much more friendly to the oil and gas industry and their profit line.
Well, Benjamin, just a final quick question. We don't have a lot of time left, but I wanted to ask you this. Where do you place the most faith in countering the Trump agenda on climate and the environment? You think an inside strategy of politics on the floor of the House or the Senate is an avenue that will be effective? Or do you think it's really going to take people out in the streets, really shaking to the foundations our institutions, whether they be government or media or all the above, to draw attention to the very real stakes, the very real danger posed by eviscerating both clean air, clean water, and climate regulations?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And it's clear from watching the Tea Party and the success that they've had, as well as the successes that the progressive movement has had with Keystone XL and Dakota Access, that the answer is the streets. We're in a situation right now where Democrats and progressives don't have a lot of political power. We need our constituencies to take to the streets to let Democratic members of the Senate know that there will be repercussions for going the right way and working with Trump and supporting his anti-environmental agenda, and to let Republicans know that there will be election prices moving forward. Because at the end of the day, most members of Congress are concerned with one thing, and that's being reelected. And so hearing from their constituencies their massive opposition to Trump's anti-environmental scheme will be the only thing that actually slows it down.
That was Benjamin Schreiber, Climate and Energy Program Director with Friends of the Earth. Learn more about how environmental groups are responding to the Trump agenda by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.